Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weathers with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Is everywhere in the country experiencing good conditions, Alan, this Tuesday afternoon?
There's still a few spots in the west and the north that are under cloud, but a few followers in Donegal that have been moaning at me for the last few days have finally saw some sunshine, because the cloud has cleared a lot more areas. So all those people in the northwest are finally starting to see some sunshine.
Yeah, well deserved. I know the back doors opened till about 10:30 last night. It was just so warm and humid in central Dublin. And I was talking to family back home, Alan, and it was a lot bleaker, I can assure you that.
Oh, trust me, I've been getting the messages and I've been posting updates on my social media from Carlow saying it's not like that up here. So
yeah,
it has been very much the sunny southeast was living up to its name the last few days.
So I was reading earlier this morning, Met Éireann were talking about temperatures potentially climbing to 30 degrees in parts of Ireland this week.
Yeah, temperatures are going to increase and more areas are going to see temperatures over 25 degrees, but up to 28 degrees is possible again today and tomorrow. And I think Friday we could see 29 or even 30 degrees, and the same on Saturday. So, you know, it is a spell of warm, sunny weather that's going to be here for at least the rest of this week and the weekend. Now, some areas like this morning will start off with some fog and mist, and it'll be a little bit kind of the afternoon before really they see the sunshine. So it's not going to be clear blue skies from early morning everywhere, but temperatures are going to rise and rise and rise. And as I say, 30 degrees is not out of the question.
Go back to your 28 degrees this afternoon. Where is the best place to be this Tuesday?
Carlow's always the best place to be, Andrea. But it is, the Clonmel weather station is one that's been recording the highest temperatures a lot in these kind of scenarios. So Carlow, Kilkenny, South Tip, probably if you're looking for the heat. If you're looking for a bit of sunshine and the heat, probably the southeast coast is probably the best for the, you know, the sunshine and the heat on a beach. But there was some sea fog, you know, in parts of Tramore yesterday that spoiled it for a few. But generally the southeast has been the best and will be the warmest again. We're already up to 24.5 degrees. Just before I came on air, I saw my weather station near Tullo, so we're already quite warm.
If you're looking for the Costa del Emerald Isle this weekend, you talked about, I mean, hitting 30 degrees in parts of the country. Where's the best place if you're looking to absorb some of that?
Well, the inlands, you know, generally into the Midlands, maybe even the Midwest again, depending on the little breeze that we get, because some of the weather models do show a slack easterly breeze on Saturday, which would mean Dublin would be that little bit cooler. So heading further west actually would be warmer. So they might get their chance out west to brag about being warmer than Dublin when we get to Saturday. But generally inland, if you really like the heat.
This weather advisory from the National Weather Forecaster, you know, when talking about kind of nearly somewhat expected heat wave conditions, what's actually happening, Alan, that we're experiencing this second bout of good weather?
So this is more kind of our traditional high pressure. We have high pressure, the Azores High is trying to build up. We had an area of high pressure over Europe. The interesting part is there's a little area of low pressure that's likely to develop between Ireland and Spain, which is going to steer up this even warmer air over us as we go through the end of the week and into the weekend. So it's almost like pulling up the outskirts of that really warm air that's been causing issues in Spain and Portugal. But it does look like the high pressure could build back in again, the Azores High, next week. And some of the weather models, Andrea, are showing no rain pretty much for 2 weeks. So this could end up being an extended kind of dry, hot spell. Now, temperatures probably won't stay as high for the length of time. But at the same time, some of the weather models are showing, you know, heat wave conditions, maybe 7-8 days.
And that's what isn't how many days of consecutive high temperatures is it again, Alan, in order for it to constitute the heat wave?
It's 5 days over 25 degrees. So we do need another, well, today we'll get there and we need another 3 days then. So we'll be reaching official heat wave by Friday. But it's likely, as I say, to go into the weekend for sure and the early days of next week and maybe even longer into next week.
It must be even, I know it's only July 7th, but it must be one of the, it certainly feels like it's one of the hottest summers we've had in recent memory, Alan.
Oh, that's a good, you'll get your text lines flying now, because lots of people remember 1976 and 1995, and you know, we've had much longer heat waves than this, and generally the difference is when you get two of them, and that's what's likely to make this summer a little bit different, in that we already had the heat wave just gone and we had those warm days at the end of May, and now we have another spell of warm weather. So if you put all that together and if you put the average temperature, you know, you're probably going to look at a very warm summer if it continues, bearing in mind that June, July and August are the three summer months when it comes to meteorological stats.
The listener tells me as well, Alan, that it's absolutely fabulous in County Waterford since very early this morning. Whether you're a fan of the heat or you enjoy the good weather conditions, there's no doubt about it, it's a good time for this.
It's great drying in it, Kathleen. Look, feel that, not a bit of damp in it, Kathleen. Oh, would you believe it, Kathleen? I only put it out about 20 minutes ago. Look, and it's dry already. Look, there's great drying in it, Kathleen.
Yeah, but why have you brought them in the car?
To dry them, I have to prove it, Kathleen, to people. It's great drying in it, Kathleen.
I was reading this great article this morning, Alan, about how, you know, putting your washing on the line in the right ways to air dry your clothes in the good weather conditions. But it's definitely great drying weather. There's no doubt about it.
It is, and it's actually better than the last spell we had because the humidity is that bit lower, so the dew point is that bit lower. So that does actually help in drying as well. Like, I think the relative humidity in Carlow at the moment is about 57%, so it's not very heavy. Now, that will increase a little bit, but at generally, yes, if you put out something to dry, 25 minutes could be as good. It'll probably be quicker than the tumble dryer at the moment.
Well, good for your pocket and good for the environment, I suppose, as well. Brandon Stone is a cleanfluencer. Brandon is with me here on the line today because you've the best tips and tricks for listeners for washing and drying your clothes. Brandon, how's things?
I suppose I probably do, yeah.
Where do we start? What have we been doing wrong?
Do you know what? I think the tumble dryer just kind of dries out your like clothes too quick. So that you never get that good, like, freshly washed, clean. We're coming out on a gorgeous day like this, the clothes will smell like 20 times better.
If when they're outside, in the good warm air. Yeah. But you get that real outdoorsy smell, though. You know, the kind of the freshly cut grass off the clothes as well. Nobody wants that.
Well, I don't really know. I use loads of probably too much products on them to make them smell probably more chemical-like, so I don't get that.
Do you know what I'm going to do, Brandon? I'm going to cut across you there for a moment because your line is just dipped and we want to make sure we get some of your advice and your tips. Stay with me there for a moment till we just try and reconnect with you. But comedian Claire Roach is joining us as well on the line. Well, Claire, is the outside of your house, is it like a laundrette at the moment?
It is like a laundrette at the moment. And I'll say that during the summer months, the laundry actually increases for me because I have three kids, 9, 6 and 5, and they wear a uniform to school. So now we've got three changes a day going on with the girls. We've got activities. The activities are actually going to send me over the edge, I can tell you. And there's a lot of swimming going on in the house. And we live in beautiful Wicklow town. And we're down at the beach and the harbour and all the rest of it. So there's wetsuits, swimsuits, like
towels.
Several changes. Towels.
Yeah. They're relentless.
Relentless. And like, I don't know if you see a child at a beach, like they don't just dry themselves with the towel, they will drag that towel from one end of the beach to the other. And inside that towel will be several million rocks that they will want to bring home with them. So that's kind of where we're at. We actually have a bag of rocks at the front door now as a result of the 5-year-old's excavations on the beaches. But there's a lot of laundry. And Alan has just spoken about it there, that there is still a little bit of damp still in the old air. So things don't, it's not that Fortaventura kind of drying, you know,
no,
where you put it out on your balcony on holiday and it's dry in 4 minutes. It still takes time here. And like my husband and I have a cut-off period at night time. At about 8 o'clock, he just looks at me and he's like, I'm not doing any more laundry. Don't even look
it's
at me.
Done.
Don't even talk to me. It's
done. I was
there
same.
Could be something. Yeah.
Bed sheets galore last night.
Oh, bed sheets galore. And like, we do have a dog now. She's gorgeous, Aru, and she's got a touch of the old incontinence. So there could be a wee leak here or there, and you might not discover it for a few hours. So like, you know, rugs have to go in and the odd pillow or whatever. So it hasn't changed. I would say, in fact, it has increased, but it is nice to be able to dry them outside and not waste electricity.
Absolutely. Brandon is back with us on the line. So Brandon, what's your advice? How do we make the most of the good weather to try and get everything refreshed and clean?
I would say just trying to get as much laundry as you can. Like, my Nana is currently out the back thinking she is running a laundry shop now. She has bedclothes to beat the band and towels, everything out there now. So it's kind of better to dry your clothes outdoors, because the dryer can kind of affect the material of clothes. You know, you won't get the long-lasting clothes out of them, especially if they're like from Pennies or any, you know, like Shein and kind of cheap places.
What about leaving clothes out overnight? Are you a fan of that?
No, that it would get that kind of damp, awful smell.
So don't leave them out overnight at all?
Yeah, because the temperature drops. So I wouldn't personally, and you probably get loads of spiders and all of them.
Oh, stop. Don't be telling me that. Yeah, there was definitely some, I think I definitely left some of the bed sheets out overnight. I'll have to rewash all of them, which has been totally counterproductive in terms of my environmental efforts. What about hanging dark clothes out, though, in direct sunshine, you know, where you've got direct sunlight? Like, I presume that's not advisable, is it? Will it in any way?
No. Any kind of colourful clothes, dark clothes, is best to kind of dry them in the shade, because the sun kind of, I find it takes that colour out of them. So if you are drying anything out in direct sunlight, it'd be best to use like your white towels, white bed sheets. I find it best on them. But anything that's colourful, you will kind of see that kind of, you know, if it's bright red, it will go, you'll actually see the colour starting to fade on them.
What about whites? Are they impacted at all in sunlight?
I personally don't think whites are. I think whites are kind of better, like white towels, bedding. I think because there's no kind of highly saturated dyes in them, they kind of work best like in sunlight.
What about you, Claire? Have you any tips that you'd recommend for listeners this afternoon?
Well, I was just literally down in one of the shops and I have suntan stain on the strings of a dress, a white dress, sun protection factor, sun lotion. So she said, oh, use this now, but actually leave it in the sun because the bleaching agent in it activates in the sun. And then a white actually reflects the sun anyway. If you live abroad, they're always in white and looking very glamorous. So it doesn't get the full hit of every one of those rays either. So it has a good effect on it.
Yeah, so it actually...
A mammy told me that. That has to be right.
It's funny, everyone has their own kind of washing routine, don't they?
They totally do. But at the moment, everything's just gone into the machine in one go. I'm not even separating anything. Jordan would probably go mad at me. Please come over and do all my laundry.
it's fantastic. Look, I know you're going to try and make the most of the good weather today. Have you plans to soak it up, or do you prefer to keep out of the sun?
We have two at play dates. Activities are over for the morning, so I'm down to one child for the afternoon. So we will hold hands and go for a walk and just keep it simple because we're all wrecked.
What about you, Brandon?
I am not doing any washing today. I am meeting my friend for a drink in the sun and I'm going to soak it all up because we do not get this weather all year round. So I might as well go out and enjoy it.
I hope, Alan, you're not stuck to the laptop summer following temperatures and wind shifts across the country, are you?
No, I'm doing a day job in Black Knight, though, so I am stuck to a computer, unfortunately.
Well, look, try and take it easy as well. Enjoy the good weather. Thanks a million for joining us. Alan O'Reilly, Brandon Stone and Claire Roach there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.